Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. Jesus told the Pharisees in Mark chapter 2:2. And as only Jesus can, he captured the essence of what Sabbath was, the fourth commandment, in those short words. Sabbath is a gift. It's given for us. It's a gift, not a ritual to be observed slavishly. And the reason why Sabbath is a gift is simple. Because it told people to rest. So that we come to our text, chapter 20, verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor your the aliens within your gates. Everyone is told to rest. Parents, children, servants, foreigners. Even animals are told to cease from work. We're told to observe the Sabbath because God rested on the seventh day from work. He set it apart. And throughout the Genesis story, we see God working. We see God commanding and molding and creating. The whole heaven and earth are sprung from His words. But on the seventh day, He rested. And it's literally, He stopped, He ceased. God stopped working. But if you think about that, God doesn't need to stop working. In fact, God sustains us right now. God sustains us on the Sabbath day. God didn't rest because He needed to. Sabbath was made for man. He rested for our benefits, so that we would have the divine permission to rest and receive the grace to live. And rest is a gift in our society. We live in an overworked society, in an overworked city, during a time of recession, when we constantly feel the pressure to work longer hours, pressure to perform, to work harder, to get the job done, but to have it done really well, to stand out is part and parcel of life in London. So it's a gift to us that God tells us to rest. The Sabbath was made for man. And in some parts of the world, everything stops. I lived in Jerusalem for a few months, and everything closed down on Friday evening till the sundown next day. Bus drivers, taxi drivers went home. Shops closed down. Bankers that are on the Sabbath meal to talk to their family, friends. Of course, Jewish people often get criticized for legalism. For this, but we mustn't forget that they are obeying the fourth commandment, and that there's something very, very beautiful about the way that they keep the Sabbath. And many Jewish people looked forward to keeping the Sabbath day. They actually worked around the Sabbath day. They worked hard on the weekday so that they could enjoy the Sabbath day, because they knew that it was a gift to them, that it was created for them. They look forward to stop worrying. They look forward to stop working. They look forward to the Sabbath meal that gathers all the family around the table and loved singing and praying during the Sabbath. And I have a Christian friend who works really, really hard during the week, who plans her week around Sunday so she could really enjoy it. And by the way, that's often the only way that we can enjoy Sabbath, if we work around it, if we plan around it. They realize that God carved out the sacred time for us to rest and to celebrate. It's time set apart, which is the definition of holiness. Set apart from the drudgery of everyday routines of life. It's time God commanded His people to cease from participating in the continuous rat race of the marketplace. God commands the Sabbath day, most simply, for us to have time to rest. But we must realize that rest is an escape from the six working days. We have meetings to go to, things to sell, clients to meet, and reports to write, and that is part of our lives. And we still have to work, and as we hear many times during the lunchtime services, that God created work, and work itself is good. Sabbath day isn't set apart as different because it is unrelated to other days of the week. Sabbath is not merely an escape from pressure to work, the day when we switch off from the real world. It is a day that exists to put things in perspective, a day of vision correction, a necessary rest day that allows us to live all of our lives for God. A theologian called Marva Don, in her book, writes, Keeping Sabbath Holy, writes, I've discovered that longer I enjoy Sabbath, the very customs of that day give me not only refreshment, which makes attention much less powerful in the day that follow, but also new perspectives, new priorities, and a new sense of God's presence, which all cause the tensions themselves to assume a less hostile shape during the week to come. The Sabbath is not running away from problems, but the opportunity to receive grace to face them. Indeed, in our rest, we are reminded that we're creatures that enjoy living, that enjoy working, at least people who work with a purpose, divine purpose. We're reminded in our rest, and as we will see in a moment, that in our remembering who God is, that all of our lives are offered as living sacrifice, spiritual act of worship. All of our work is offered as spiritual act of worship. We're free to work much better during the time when we are aware that God directs us, God provides for us, God empowers us for our daily living. Sabbath is made for us. And it's a gift to us, not only because we receive the grace and power to work during the week, but also because this day is set apart to remember God as our Creator. And this is very comforting. So if you look down to verse 11, we're to set apart the Sabbath day, for in 6 days God, Lord, made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. It is a day that we remember that it is God who created heavens and the earth, and God who rested on the seventh day. We're told here that we are creatures created that need to follow God's example. God is the Creator, and we are God's creation. God is the one in control, the one who sustains us, sustains everything in the world, and who will create the future for us. And to believe that God is in control of our work, I think, is especially difficult in our workplaces. I lead international student ministry at All Souls, but I often think that everything depends on me. If I meet up with a couple more people, if I prepare a little more for this, more students will grow. The bigger number will come. Believe in yourself is the mantra of our time, because we have replaced the faith that we had in God with faith in ourselves. We have become our masters. We believe we are the creators of our own future. So in almost every field of endeavor in life, we have come to fear that a frenzied existence is our only hope. We are busy creating our future for ourselves. The poem by Ernest Henley, Invictus, popularized by the movie of the same title, ends in these words: "It matters not how straight the gate, how charged the punishments of punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." In contrast, the Sabbath is a gift, because it is the affirmation of the lordship of our God. There is a sense of relinquishing control when we stop working. We're saying to God, we have obeyed your call to work for 6 days, but we will also obey your call to rest, for you create our future. You create security for us, not the works of our hands. For in 6 days you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, but you rested on the seventh day. And when we think about the creation story, we realize how we stand in utter contrast to God. we realize that we do not have to exist. That our being, our time, our security, and indeed all of our future is really a gift to all of us, given from our loving Father. And even in our busiest times, we can afford to stop working one day a week, knowing that not everything depends on our hands. In Sabbath, we affirm that our work and our lives are ultimately beyond our control. And we put our trust in God. Even in our busy schedules, we remind ourselves on Sabbath. And also to remind others that we're not the masters of our fate and the captains of our souls. And so it is tough work. It's deeply countercultural. The world tells us that if we rest, that we'll suffer the consequences. So even in our weekends, we worry that others are getting ahead. We don't rest well because our minds race to the pile of papers on our desk. And the world tells us that someone else will take our jobs, that our reputations will be sullied if we rest. In short, once again, the world tells us that we are the masters of our fate. So be holy. Set yourselves apart from the world. While much of the culture is engaged in work, Sabbath is an opportunity not to take part in that world. Sabbath is a special time recognizing that as members of the Christian community, we follow a different God. That we have our Master and our Lord is different. That our Lord is our Father who takes care of us. And isn't that freeing to realize that we are creatures created and God the Creator, that God is our Father who sustains our existence, the one that creates our future for us. And finally, a Sabbath is a gift to us because it is a day set apart to remember God as our Redeemer. Remember, it says in verse 10, the Sabbath is dedicated to God. But seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. It is a day set apart to God, to worship God. But there is even a stronger call to worship on the Sabbath day when we turn to Deuteronomy. It's the same commandments, but slightly different reason for Sabbath. So if you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 15. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. It is set aside to remember that God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. It was a day of worship and praise for the deliverance that they received. And so it's no wonder why the early Christians started to practice the Sabbath on Sunday, the Resurrection Day, and called it the Lord's Day, as they do in Revelation 1:10. As great as the Exodus event was, we know that it was only a dim foreshadowing of what was to come, of Jesus' great deliverance of humanity through the cross and the resurrection. And we set this day apart to God because we remember Christ's death and resurrection for us. We stop and marvel at what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And that is how God has won this true rest for us. True rest is really something that only Christians can know. The writer of Hebrews wrote in chapter 4, 9, 10, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his." Sabbath rest is for the people of God. It's the rest that we enter as people of God. And we sense that the world is still struggling and striving. Indeed, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth. There's no equanimity because there is no sure security. There is striving and struggling because there isn't the safety of knowing that there is a loving Father. The cycle of wrongs spiral out of control because there is no forgiveness. The world bears the fruits of wickedness because the structures that we have set up stem from our depraved hearts. There is no peace because the world does not know of the Prince of Peace. People seek salvation, but they do not know what salvation means. Rest is sought and desired, but they don't know that it is found only in Christ alone. So Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The restless heart that was seeking its Creator finds rest in Christ. And on the day of rest, we remember God's redemption in Jesus. And we celebrate. And in that celebration, we get a foretaste of what is to come, the eternal Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath. So we shouldn't be legalistic about our Sabbath keeping, but it is still a gift given to us. So enjoy it. Be holy as God was. Set it apart. Plan your week around it. And set yourselves apart from the world by remembering that you are God's beloved creation. And remember your redemption and worship. Christ has won for you this eternal rest. And in our worship, and our worship is just a small foretaste of what is to come. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the gift of Sabbath. We thank you that it reminds us that you are our Creator, that you are our loving Father. It reminds us that we don't have to participate in the frenzied existence of the world. Thank you that it reminds us that we are people who are redeemed by you. And help us to help us to be corrected every Sabbath of our vision of who we are and what the world is, that we may live a different life from the rest of the world. That we may enjoy a little glimpse of the eternal Sabbath that you have won for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.